Shalom to all! Today's Avos Cholon Daf Ayin Ches, we are starting at the beginning of the brand new parak, and today's Avos sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars, Merim, Sar, Basar, Yaakov, Moshe, Her, Neshama, should have an Aliyah. Now, short introduction is in order. The first three words of the Mishnah, Oisev Es Benoi, refer to a lav in the Torah. One is not allowed to shecht a mother animal and her child on the same day. We're going to see this Esser even if the child is shechted first, and even if two people shecht these animals separately, it's still the same Esser. Now, a number of other things we're going to see. There's an Esser called Shechitas Chot, a carbon's not allowed to be shechted outside the base of Mikdash, and if it is, the person's Chayav Kares. Yet another issue is Chulin Ba'azara, a regular animal that's chulin, is not allowed to be shechted in the azara. However, if it is, one is not going to be chayv malchus. And as we're going to see in the Mishnah right now, we're going to have just about every possible permutation of Oisev Es Benoi being shechted in or out of the Beis HaMikdash with chulin and kachem. So that's what the Mishnah tells us. Oisev Es Benoi, this is Oisev Es Benoi, shechting the mother animal and her child on the same day. Noig bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. It applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. And Rashi points out that since this is a chayv ha'guf, of course it applies in Chutz La'aretz. And the only reason the Mishnah mentions this is because it differentiates between chulin and kachem. So mentions this factor as well. That's where the mission continues. Bifnei abayis, shalom bifnei abayis, when there's a base of mikdash and when there's not a base of mikdash, and b'chulin uv mikdashin, it also applies to regular chulin animals and kachim animals. So kitz order situations, and just pay attention, it's really not that complicated. We're going to be going through all the different cases. Hashechet oisev es benoi, a person shechts two animals, oisev es benoi, and first case is chulin. Both of these animals are chulin, b'chutz he shechts them outside the base of mikdash. So shem k'sheim, both of them are kosher, they're allowed to be eaten, even the one that was oisev es benoi. He might have been over an iser, but it's still allowed to be eaten. Vasheni, but the second one, the one who was over oisev es benoi, so if he gets 40, he gets 40 malchus because he was over this lav. Next one is similar, it's just that kachim, both animals were kachim, they were karbanos, and b'chutz he shechted them outside the base of mikdash. So rishon chayv kares, he's chayv kares for the first one because that's a karban being shechted outside. Ushneim psulim, both of them are pasul because their animals are designated as karbanos being shechted outside. And ushneim sefkenes arbaim, there's going to be chayv malchus for both of them. The first one is because it's kachim b'chutz, and that comes along with malchus as well. The second one does not come with kares because it's not a kosher karban anymore due to the fact that the first animal was already shechted, but it's oisev es benoi, so he's going to get malchus. On to the next category. Chulin, both animals were chulin, but bifnim, they were shechted inside the base of Mikdash. So shnei psulin, both of them are pasul, because it's chulin in the azara. Vasheni sevek zarbaim, there's going to be malchus for the second one, because that's oisev es benoi. Similarly, kachem, if both animals were kachem, bifnim being shechted inside, so rishon kasher upater, the first one is kasher and he's pater, he didn't do anything wrong. It's great, he brought a carbon to the base of Mikdash, but vasheni sevek zarbaim upasul, the second one is going to get malchus, because that's oisev es benoi. That's pasul as well, and that's because even though it was shechted in the base of Mikdash, it's called mechusar zman, and this is a special dinner with karbonos. Besides for oisev es benoi, there are numerous restrictions regarding when an animal is allowed to be brought. Sometimes, let's say the person is not yet tahar, so he can't bring his carbon yet, or perhaps the animal or bird is too young, and these all fit in the category of mechusar zman, lacking time, it's premature. So it's the same with oisev es benoi. When the first carbon was shechted in the base of Mikdash, the second one isn't allowed to be, so that makes it mechusar zman. It's simply too early, he has to wait for tomorrow, and that's why it's possible, even though again it was shechted in the base of Mikdash. On to the next category, now talking about two separate animals, chulin vikachim. The first one was chulin, the second one was kachim, but bachotz, they were both shechted outside. So rishon kasher upater, the first one's kasher, it's allowed to be eaten, and he's pater, he didn't do anything wrong. It's just a regular chulin animal outside the base of Mikdash. Vasheni, so because Arbaim, puzzle, and the second one is going to come with the chi of Malchus, and it's puzzle. That's because of Oisev Es Benoi, and again, it's kachim outside the base of Mikdash, so it's puzzle. Now, the reverse case, kachim b'chulin. The first animal is kachim, the second animal is chulin, and once again, bachotz, they were shechted outside. So Rishon Chayv Kars, who puzzle. The first one he's Chayv Kars for, because it's kachim outside, and of course, it's puzzle. Vasheni, kasher. The second one's kasher, because it's chulin, but Ushneim, so because Arbaim, both of them are going to get Malchus. He's going to get Malchus for the kachim, because that's kachim bachotz, and the second one is going to get Malchus for, because of Oisev Es Benoi. On to the next category, chulin v'kachim. The first animal is chulin, the second animal is kachim. This time, bifnim, they're both shechted inside the base of Mikdash. So, shneim psulin, both of them are puzzle. Vashani sevek zarbaim, and the second one's going to come along with malchus because of Oisev Es Benoi. And the reverse case as well, kachim v'chulin. The first one was kachim, the second one was chulin, bifnim, inside the azara. So, rishon kasher upater. The first one's kasher and he's pater because it's kachim. It's regular karma in the base of Mikdash. Vashani sevek zarbaim, the second one is going to get malchus for because of Oisev Es Benoi. Upasul is puzzle because it's chulin in the azara. On the next category, chulin. Both of the animals are chulin, but b'chutz u'bifnim. The first one was shechted outside the base of Mikdash, second one was inside. So rishon and kasher pater. The first one is kasher and he's pater. It's just regular chulin outside. Vasheni sevek zarbaim upasul. And the second one comes along with malchus because of Oisev Es Benoi, and it's puzzle because it was shechted in the base of Mikdash. The reverse case also, kachim. Both animals are kachim, but once again, b'chutz u'bifnim. The first one was shechted outside, second was shechted inside. So rishon chayv kares. The first one was chayv kares for because that's kachim outside. Ushneim sevek zarbaim. He's going to get malchus for both of them. Ushneim psulim. Both of them are puzzle because again, they're kachim outside. Now the last category, chulin. Both animals are chulin. Bifnim ubachutz. The first one was shechted inside the base of Mikdash, and the second was shechted outside. So rishon pasul upater. The first one's pasul, but he's pater. It's pasul because it was in the base of Mikdash. Because as you said, chulin inside the azara does not come along with malchus. Vasheni sevek zarbaim. The second one he gets malchus for because it's oisev es benoi, but for kosher, he's allowed to eat it because it's a regular chulin animal. In the opposite case as well, kachim. Both animals were kachim, and once again, bifnim ubachutz. The first animal shechted inside the base of Mikdash, second one outside. So rishon kosher pater. The first one's kosher and he's pater because it's just a regular carbon of the base of mikdash. Vashen, he's having zarbayim upasal. And the second one, he's going to get malchus for because of isa es benoi, but it's pasal because again, it's a carbon outside the base of mikdash. Says the Gemara, Tanur Banu, we have a brisa. Minaylo isa es benoi shenayim mikdashin. How do we know this lav of isa es benoi applies to kachim animals? And the answer, Tamalim, because the pasuk says shari chasav es ki valid. And the continuation of this pasuk is talking about a lav that a baby animal is not allowed to be shechted the first 7 days that it's born. And uksev hasrei right afterwards, the very next pasuk says vishar isa es benoi lo sheshchetu biyamechod. And a shor se it and its son are not allowed to be shechted on the same day. What do we learn from here? Limit al isa es benoi shenayim mikdashin. This teaches us that isa es benoi applies to mikdashin because the first case is talking about karbonis. Ask the Gemara, fine ve'im mikdashin in b'chulin loy. So why don't we say that isa es benoi is only allowed by kachim but not by chulin? Says the Gemara that can't be because shar hifzika inyan. The word shar divides these two inyanim. The first pasuk says shar chazavai eiz, and then the next pasuk begins again shar se. And if the two pasukim were really linked, only talking about kachim, then the pasuk should simply say shar chazavai eiz ki yavaleid, and conclude by saying isa es benoi loy sechtu biyamechad, and it shouldn't repeat v'shar se. And since it does repeat it, it says shar. That shows that there's a clear differentiation and that it doesn't only apply to kachim. Ask the Gemara, fine. So why don't we say the other way around? Ve'ema bechulin in mukdash loy. So if shar is hifzika inyan and it divides the two pesukim, so then why not say that isa es benoi only applies to chulin and not to kachim? Answers the Gemara, ksiv v'shar. This pasuk of isa es benoi begins with the letter vav, and vav ma'isav inyan rishain. That vav adds on to the previous inyan, so we see that they're linked, but they're also separate, and that tells us that the law of isa es benoi applies to both kachim and chulin. Ask the Gemara, fine. If you're going to say it applies to kalim, why not the following? If this is really true, then why don't we say the ma kachim kalayim loy af isa es benoi kalayim loy? That just like there's a problem of kalayim by kachim, there's also be that same issue by isa es benoi. What does that mean? So kalayim is forbidden mixtures, and we know that an animal is not only brought as a carbon if its parents were kalayim. For example, a goat and a sheep mated, so its child is not allowed to be brought because that's kalayim, that's a forbidden mixture. So we should say the same thing by isa es benoi, that there should not be a lav of isa es benoi if one of these animals is kalayim, comparing it to kachim. And alam atani, why is it taught in a brisa isa es benoi noig bekalayim ubekvi? That isa es benoi applies to an animal that's kalayim and to a kai. This animal, which is pronounced either kai or kvi, is a discussion what it is it a chayo or is it a behema? We're going to start learning about this at the end of the next daf. The main focus over here, obviously, though, is the first word kalayim. We clearly see from his brisa that isa es benoi does apply to kalayim. And we'll add another question, sexiv. It says the word se by isa es benoi. And why is that important? Because va'amar Rava says, ayin chasam beis atav ze bona av. This word se is a building block. It's a general rule that teaches as follows. Kol makom shenemar se, anytime the pasuk says the word se, enei el lahoitzias kalayim. It comes to exclude kalayim. And that's because we have a pasuk that tells us, zayis behima shor techelu shor se kesavim v'se izim. The pasuk clearly differentiates. It says the se of kesavim, which is sheep, and the se of izim, which is goats. Now really, the pasuk could have just said se kesavim izim. From the fact that it says the word se before kesavim and se before izim, that tells us that anytime the pasuk says the word se, it's referring to an animal which is a purebred. Both its mother and father were the same type. Either its mother and father were a sheep, or its mother and father were a goat. And since the pasuk of isa es benoi says shar'ai se, that should tell us that there's no issue of isa es benoi when the animal is kelayim. Well, why are you saying that there is? The Gemara tells us, amakra, the pasuk says oi, as in shar'ai se, and that's l'rabis the kelayim that includes this kelayim animal in the isra of isa es benoi. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that? Hi, oi mi ba'ilei l'chalik. We need the word oi to make a separation. I would have thought to say, if not for the word oi, adeshachit shar ubenoi se ubenoi lemchayiv, that until a person shechs both a shar and its kid and a se and its kid, he's not going to be chayiv for isa es benoi kamash molon l'chalik. That's what the word oi tells us, that no, either a shar or a se, one's going to be chayiv for isa es benoi. So you say it's extra to teach us kilayim. Answers the Gemara, no, mi benoi nafka. That drasha of l'chalik is learned from the word benoi, namely isa es benoi, and benoi is lashon yachid. So as much as he just shechts even one of them with its child, he's going to be chayiv for isa es benoi. Must be that oi is free to teach us kilayim. Ask Gemara about katim by l'chetanya. We still need the word oi for a different brisa. It tells us ilu nemer shar v'se ubenoi. If the pasuk would have just said shar and se and its child, Hayisiyamer would have said achishchot shar v'se ubenoi. He's only be chayiv if he shechts both a shar and a se and one of their children, not both, but one of their children. So tamalam, that's what the pasuk says. Shar se oise ves benoi. So my lav may oi nafgalei. Am I not learning this drasha from the word oi shar oise? The word oi over here teaches me that he only has a shecht one of them in their child. Once again, oi is not free. Says the Gemara, that's not so. May oisai. That drasha is learned from the word oisai, not from the word oi. Therefore, the word oi is still free. Ask the Gemara, honey chlerabanan. This is all good according to rabanan demiatul luhu oisai. They say that this word oisai is extra. El chananya dulemiatul oisai. But according to chananya, that the word oisai is not extra, as we're going to soon see in the Gemara what chananya holds. But the word oisai is not extra. So lechalik menale. How does he know that we differentiate? It's either a shar or a se that one's going to be chayav for. It must be that he learns it from the word oi, and male that means it's not open to teach us kelayim. Says the Gemara, no lechalik loitzarcha. Torah. Hanani doesn't require a pasuk to teach us that he's chayiv for each animal individually. Why is that? The Sarlok Rabbi Yonasan, he holds like Rabbi Yonasan. The Tanya Weaver Brisa tells us as follows. The pasuk says, Ish asher yakal es aviv ves imai. If a person curses aviv ves imai. Now, ainli ala aviv ve imai. I would only know from this pasuk that he's chayiv if he curses both his father and his mother. Aviv shaloi imai ve imai shaloi aviv minayin. How do I know he's chayiv if he curses his father and even not his mother, or his mother and even not his father? Tamalim is why the very same pasuk says, Aviv ve imai kilel. And if you notice, the word curse, kufla melamed, in the beginning part of the pasuk is attached to the word aviv, asher yakalel as aviv, and in the end of the pasuk, it's attached to the word mother, imai kilel. So what do we learn from here? Aviv kilel, imai kilel, that tells us that if he curses just his father, just his mother, he's chayiv. Divrei Rabbi Yosef Reish's opinion. Or Rabbi Yonasan Omer, he says, mashma shneim ke'echad mashma echad b'fnei atzmai. Anytime we have a pasuk that's worded like this, as aviv, as imai, that's mashma, both of them together, or even each one on their own. Ad sheyifrel chakas of yachtov, until the pasuk clearly tells you that it has to be together. And therefore, Rabbi Yonasan doesn't require a word to separate father and mother. And by the same token, Hananya doesn't require the word oi to separate shar and se. The pasuk could have said shar vise, and still Hananya would have understood it to mean either shar or se. Mimel Hananya also has the word oi extra to teach us kilayim. Now we clarify this machlokes, my Hananya my Rabbanon. What is machlokes Hananya the Rabbanon? The answer is Tanya of a Braisa. Oisa es benoi noig ben akeves ve eini noig bescharim. The law of Oisa es benoi is only by females and not by males, which means that it's only noig by the mother. There's an isser to shech the mother and her child. The child could be either male or female. The main focus is the mother. It's only usher to shech the mother and her offspring, not the father and his offspring. This has to do with chayshish and lezera av that we've mentioned previously before, or again to this discussion later as well. The main focus is the law of Oisa es benoi is only in regards to the mother, not the father. Whereas Hananya, where he says noig bein bescharim bein ben akeves, Oisa es benoi is a law both by the father and the mother. Now my time is Rabbanon. What's the reason the Rabbanon that's only by the mother and not the father? That's because the time you have a brisa. You would think that Oisa es benoi applies to both the father and the mother. However, right away the brisa says, why would you think that? Vidinhu, we have a kal v'chomer saying the other way around. Chiv kan v'chiv v'im al banim. Torah is mechayiv over here by Oisa es benoi, and it was also mechayiv something similar by im al banim. What's this referring to? So there's a pasuk that tells us, ki yikari kan sipar l'funecha baderech, if a person's walking along the way and he chances upon, he notices a bird's nest, v'ha'im roi vetzis al banim, and the mother is on the children, it's either on the eggs or on the children themselves. So the pasuk tells us, shalech l'shalcha sa'im, send the mother away, v'sabonim tikach loch, and this is the famous mitzvah shiluach hakein. So this is a very similar din to Oisa es benoi. It has to do with not taking the mother and the children. Now what do we see from there? Mak shechiv be'im halabonim, b'nekevus v'loi b'scharim, just like over there, by that din of shiluach hakein, it's only in regards to the mother and not the father. That's because the pasuk tells us, v'ha'im roi vetzis halabonim, the mother is on the children, and the mother is the one that sits on the eggs and children, not the father. So to over here, when we have the law, Oisa es benoi, b'nekevus v'loi b'scharim, it would make sense to say it's only by the mother, not by the father. Says the Brisa, loi, that's not a valid kal v'chomer, because im marta b'im halabonim, if you want to say this din applies by im halabonim, by shiluach hakein, that's because shekein loy also ba mezomen k'she'en mezomen, something which is prepared is not like something which is not prepared. What does it mean prepared? So he's mentioned the pasuk says when a person is going along the way, the whole mitzvah shiluach hakein is only when he chances upon a nest, not when he raises birds or he has a nest in his backyard. That's called mezomen. So perhaps it's also limited only to the mother. But however, by Oisa es benoi, you're going to say this also applies to Oisa es benoi she'as ba mezomen k'she'en mezomen. By Oisa es benoi, the lav is both by mezomen and not mezomen. If it's prepared, if he let's say raises animals and it's his, or maybe his neighbor's, or maybe he's an animal watcher for the BBC and he's been following a herd of bison and he knows that this is a mother and a child, that's called ein mezomen, it's hefker. There's also a lav Oisa es benoi in that situation. And so since we say it's more machmer by Oisa es benoi, maybe it also applies to the father. And so that's why the Brisa tells us, Tam Olam, the pasuk says, oisoi, and that's a miyot, it. What do we learn from here? Echad v'loshnayim, Oisa es benoi applies to only one of the parents, not both of them. And achshachil akasov, now the pasuk clearly differentiates by saying the word oisoi, that it only applies to one of the parents and not both of them. So which parent is it? Zachisi ladin. Now I'm zaycha. Now I could go back to the original kal v'chomer. Nechiv kan v'chiv b'im halbanim. The Torah is mechayv over here by Oisa es benoi in b'im halbanim by shiluach hakein. And therefore we'd say that mak shechiv b'im halbanim b'nekev is lebischarim, just like in the case of shiluach hakein, as by the mother, not by the father. Av shechiv kan b'nekev is lebischarim. So too by Oisa es benoi, as by the mother, not by the father. Now v'im nafsh chalomar. If you're going to come to say that really this is not valid, I'll tell you it is valid. Why is that? Because the pasuk also says benoi. Again, Oisa v'es benoi. What do we learn from here? Misha benoi karuch achrov. The law of Oisa es benoi applies to the parent, which its child is karuch achrov. It follows it all the time. Maybe that's why it's called its son or its child. How do you know who the parent of the child is? That's the one whom the child follows around and tugs her skirt and harasses them. Yotze zachar, that excludes the male. She'en benoi karuch achrov. His child doesn't follow him around. The child follows the mother. So it must be the law of Oisa es benoi applies only to the mother and not to the father. Now we just clarify this. Ma'im nafsh cholomar. What does that mean? Im nafsh cholomar. If you want to say something which is going to be a question, I have an answer to it. And that's as follows. V'chi tema oisai, zachar mashma, if you want to say the word oisai in the pasuk, which had told us that it's only one of the parents and not both of them, that that's actually mashma the zachar, because oisai is masculine, it's male, it's lashon zachar, not lashon akeva. So you might say that oisai is when it actually applies only to the father, not to the mother. That's why the response is, harei oimer, the pasuk says benoi, it's child, misha benoi karach achrov, it's only talking about the parent whom the child follows, yatsa zachar, that excludes the male, shem benoi karach achrov, that the child doesn't follow the father. And we just conclude the braisa, ayin tesam ralph on the top, ulchananya, what about him? Who holds the lava oisai benoi applies also to the father? That's because ksiv oisai, it says oisai in the pasuk, the mashma zachar, as we just said, that's mashma the male, because oisai is lashon zachar, and uksiv benoi, it also says benoi, and that tells us misha benoi karach achrov, the parent whom the child follows, to mashma nekeva, that's mashma the female. Hilkach, therefore, noig bein bischarm bein bein kevas. The din of oisai benoi applies to both males and females. So that's machlokes Rabban Chananya. We're going to start for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this machlokes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.